First of all, let me say this, and this is why I don't discuss my personal life except for a few little things. I didn't lose my children, Kichi, Kimberly, okay? I don't have any court cases with their dads, okay? So I don't know who you're directing it to, but I didn't say that my children were spiritual blockages. I said children can be used by controlling men to block a woman and to imprison her. Do you not understand that men can impregnate a woman who has a certain divine spiritual path, and then it will somehow be diverted because now she's tied into his karmic line? So you don't know what you're fucking talking about. You continue to throw shade on your fucking channel, and I'm sick of you, bitch. I'm very sick of you. You have no experience about what I'm talking about. It doesn't make me a fucking karmic. I said children can be used as spiritual blockages by certain energies. I didn't say they weren't a blessing. I said that when a mom is locked down in certain situations where there's a lot of demonic attack being done, the children can be used by the dark side, by other karmics, by karmic family members to attack the divine feminine, that being a blockage to the divine feminine doing her work. That's what I said. Don't try to twist my words, dumbass. And all them bitches in your chat are full of fucking shit. I don't have no cases with my children's fathers. I didn't lose them. Stop lying. Stop lying. I don't know who you're talking about, but I caught your shade. And the reason why is because I saw Daisy posted on her community page, and she was talking about people making hater videos who had been exposed. And Spirit said, Kichi Taro. When I read Daisy's post, Spirit said, Kichi Taro. So while you're online accusing people of losing their kids, which I didn't, by the way. Okay. That's not true. I voluntarily, and the people that know me from my old channel and from my, my old channel and BWE also know, public listeners also know that I voluntarily moved because it was a karmic soul contract that I had to fulfill. I didn't push the blame on children. I didn't push the blame on anybody else. I have spoken at length about my life, something you don't do, bitch. You crack smoking piece of shit. But you're going to continue to talk because the tower's hitting you. You're going to continue to act like you know something that you don't. You're going to continue to act like you know me in real life because you sit on my channel and listen. So you think you know things about, you know, my life that you're piecing together based off of things that I said. People will go for the children to get the parent. Do you understand? Do you remember, any of you who are listening, how in the Christian churches, if you grew up in church, they would talk about how the children, that Satan would go for the children. My children were under attack, but I also had a soul contract. I'm not blaming anybody else. Nobody on here has ever accused me of blaming other people for my problem, okay? Or any problems. Unlike you, I'm going places with my life, okay? You live with your mother and your nephew. You have nothing of your own. You have to rely on your family in order to survive. I don't have to do that. My children had to be relocated because of spell work. Do you understand? That did not have to do with me blaming others, because I clearly said that I closed a karmic cycle. Therefore, I also said on my main channel, as well as this one, I paid off lots of karmic debt. That's why I'm being blessed now. But I still have a responsibility as a parent to make sure shit is right. Everything was good before I moved. I had my own apartment. I've been living on my own for 14 fucking years until I married my husband. Until I got married, I was living on my own for 14 years. With my children. I was not struggling to provide for them at all times. No. If I can afford a $500 car payment, how does that compute to struggling to provide for children? Because they take all of your income into consideration. what I said about what happened with my estranged, and I said about family not helping me, that was during that dire situation. That didn't have nothing to do with my children. That had to do with family showing their true colors, which was a blessing. But it doesn't compute to me blaming them. They're going to be who they're going to be. I took responsibility for the fact that I really should have distanced myself a long time before I actually did. So I had to learn boundaries, and it was a karmic lesson and also a karmic cycle. So you really need to stop talking on shit you don't understand. How does me describing why I had to go overseas because God told me I had to go compute to you saying I lost my kids, or insinuating that rather, and then compute to you saying that I was struggling to provide for them when you did not know anything about my personal life? As a single parent, I was making more money per month than you do without any children. But I was still under attack. I got tired of my children waking up with certain issues, spirits bothering them, and I know what was going on. So God said, okay, you go over here and let's relocate the children to better school districts, to a safer place. Didn't have nothing to do with losing no court battle or being in no court. We're not in court. Okay. There is no court shit going on between me and my kids' fathers. I don't know why you're insinuating that. I don't know who you're talking about. Maybe you're talking about some other person out there. Everybody knows I'm not a karmic that you are. Everybody knows you speak on shit that you don't have nothing to do. You laying cards out and setting it up and then talking about you doing a live stream and a reading. But the cards are preset. So because you still will not stop, I'm going to, once I get all of my work done, I'm going to come back and we're going to ask some more personal questions about your life. Since it wasn't enough that I revealed you have an STD, since it wasn't enough that I revealed your own drugs, since it wasn't enough that I revealed that y'all are into hacking, since none of that was enough for you to shut the fuck up about me and throwing your little shade, since none of it was enough to reveal you're jealous of me and you're still talking, maybe I need not. You know what? Actually, I'll check with my guides first, because I was already warned about this morning by somebody else who said, if it's not really worth it, don't fucking give any energy to it. So I'm gonna check with them and see, because another reader came out and said, it's better not to even involve oneself in any drama. That's not worth it. But I just wanted to clarify before any stupid ass narratives start again, because we know that you bitches go back and forth between my channel, Keechee's channel, Woke Bombshell's channel, Aquarius channel, and all these other readers. We know you go back and forth. And as soon as I dropped that, here you are talking about children are not spiritual blockages. That's not what I said. I said children can be used, because when it's a mother, that is a special tie to her womb. So they can use the children as a special way to block her spiritual path through black magic attack on the children, which then makes the mother suffer. I don't know what. See, you don't understand what I'm saying. Do any of you out there understand what I'm saying? If you understand what I'm saying here and what I'm trying to explain, please hit a like. That's what I mean. The same way women can end up having certain curses put upon them for getting miscarriages or for, you know, getting pregnant without it being ordained, the same way that can happen to a woman is the same way that child that she tried to bring in or did whatever with the pregnancy creates a spiritual blockage for her because she hasn't paid the karmic debt. Okay, but in my case, my karmic debt got paid last year, and that's why it was my personal year 9. In the personal year 9, a lot of things have to come to an end if you look it up. So now I'm in a personal year one because I paid off so much fucking karmic debt. And those those videos are on my main channel. They're private right now, but I talked about that. And those of you that have been listening for a while heard me say that I paid off a lot of fucking karmic debt last year. Okay. And closed a lot of karmic cycles. Everybody has karmic debt. That does not make a person a karmic just because we have karmic debt. We all have karmic debt because we're in here. Divine feminines have karmic debt. Divine masculines have karmic debt. Karmics have karmic debt. Everybody has karmic debt. Some of us don't even know the extent to what we have because it's so far back in the generations. So that's what I meant by children being used by others. Men can impregnate a woman to tie her to his karmic line if he's a karmic. But not only that, there's men who will marry women knowing that she has a special anointing on her, and then she's stuck in the house all the time. He'll leave her stuck in the house with the children all the time, and she can't do anything or move into her calling. That happens to a lot of women. My own grandmother told me, and this is why it came through my ancestors to talk about family using children or using relatives or using spouses as spiritual blockages against you. It doesn't mean the child is not a blessing. It doesn't mean that, you're a bad person if it happens. What I'm saying is my grandmother talked about how she married and how she had to do everything and it felt like being in prison. Even though she had a husband for 40 some years, she said her husband never even so much as gave the kids a bath or helped them get dressed in the morning. She had to do it all in it. She said it felt like being in prison. And I know that she has high level psychic gifts and I know she could have done more with herself, but maybe that just wasn't her path. So don't tell me about experience until you've walked it. You don't have any children, bitch. So you don't have any wherewithal or ability to speak on children, you stupid black ass ape. You are a bat flying around the tarot community and you are a scourge and a plague. You and all of the people that follow you. Okay. We're not saying, meaning me and my ancestors and guides, that when I'm talking about children being used as a spiritual blockage, that the children are somehow wrong or that you're shifting blame to the child. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the other parties that the child can be attacked by, including sometimes our own karmic relatives, sometimes karmic relatives attached to the child's father's side, or even people that just don't like the one who's the mother or the father of the child will attack the child. And then, of course, that causes problems with the parent, especially if it's a mother, because the mother had gestated the child. That's a direct line to her portal. That is a direct line to her blood. That's how I said, that's what I mean by them potentially being used as a spiritual blockage is possible. And I'm on a fucking different level than you are. So I don't care whether you believe it or not. I'm saying what I want to say because I'm saying what I want to say. Nobody believes you when you call people a karmic. Nobody believes you. Sapphire's already ratted you out. And I don't mean it in a negative way. Sapphire has already said who the fuck you were. Even Oracle has already said who the fuck you were, and a host of other readers also have said who the fuck you are. Okay. Daisy has said who you are. Whether you believe Daisy is who she says she is, don't matter. A lot of readers have already said who you are. So I don't get why you keep working so hard to call me a karmic. That is projection. Why do you even fucking care? That's what you need to question yourself about. Why do you even fucking care? I'm not, but I'm just saying, why would it matter to you? What power do you have to do anything or stop me? What power do you have to do anything to or stop any karmic out here? If it was a karmic against you, you can't even stop the karmics that are against you. So I know you can't do nothing to divine feminines except for get on their nerves and aggravate them. I know you can't. So I'm not going to keep on any drama with you because Miss Kenyatta has already said your black ass wants to keep up drama and you're mad because I wouldn't let you into my life. You're mad. You're obsessed with me and you're obsessed with women like me. I've been picking up the energy from other readers that have been telling me through their readings that you're bothering them now. Are they all karmics? God damn, everybody's a karmic. Just like I said before, delusions of grandeur. Everybody's a karmic except for Kichi Kimberly. And I should say your last name, bitch. I should say your last name and I should put your address out. That's what I should do. Since you're worried about what I'm doing so much. But it's all good because I know what's going to happen to you and your little friends. So all I can say is add more to your plate if you want. Be my guest. Doors open for you. Thank you.